So as the kids make their way back to their seats with you, I want to invite you to stand for our gospel reading. This comes from John chapter 6, verses 26 through 35. Hear now the words of Jesus. Jesus replied, "I assure you that you are looking for me, not because you saw miraculous signs, but because you ate all the food you wanted. Don't work for the food that doesn't last, but for the food that endures for eternal life, which the human one will give you. God the Father has confirmed him and his agent to give life." They asked, "What must we do in order to accomplish what God requires?" Jesus replied, "This is what God requires, that you believe in him whom God sent." They asked, "What miraculous sign will you do that we can see and believe you? What will you do? Our ancestors ate manna in the wilderness, just as it is written, he gave them bread from heaven to eat." Jesus told them, "I assure you, it wasn't Moses who gave the bread from heaven to you, but my Father gives you the true bread from heaven. The bread of God is the one who comes down from heaven and gives life to the world." They said, "Sir, give us this bread all the time." And Jesus replied, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never go hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty." This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
You may be seated. Certainly, it is in communion that we are reminded of this connection and invitation that we have from God to be united. And it is also in our time of prayer that we have the opportunity to connect with God. It is our way of communicating and being reminded of God's presence. I would want to make you aware of all the prayer concerns of this community. They're printed in your bulletin so that you might read over those names and be in prayer for those people and those situations. We also want to name that Craig Schneeberger's mother, Helen, passed away this past week. And we want to pray for him and his family and their time of grief, and as they work to celebrate her life, as they'll have a private family service in the weeks to come. I wonder what is on your hearts and minds as you come in here. We all have places that we've been this past week and people we've encountered, situations that have been on our hearts and minds. Maybe some of them have been joyful and a good and a wonderful thing for you. And maybe you come into this place and you're feeling a little heavy, feeling burdened by a number of different things that you encounter in your personal life. And as you look around at the world and what's going on, it's World Communion Sunday. We are invited to be in prayer with and for brothers and sisters all around the world. We can't possibly know all of what's going on, but God does. And as God's people, we are invited to come and be a part of that, be a part of being in prayer with and for each other. So I invite us now to go to God in prayer. All-loving God, we come today seeking to encounter your love, seeking to encounter hope, seeking to encounter your living presence among us. Today, God, we confess fumblings and failures in accomplishing unity as we set aside yet another day to remind ourselves of the task. On this World Communion Sunday, give us eyes to recognize your reflection in the eyes of your people everywhere. O God, giver of life, we pray for the church and the whole world. Sanctify her life. Renew her worship. Give power to her witnessing. Restore her unity. Give strength to those who are searching together for that kind of obedience which creates unity. We ask, O God, that you might heal divisions that divide us from one another and bring us back into a unity of love, bearing some likeness to your divine nature. Through the embrace of love and the bonds of godly affection, make us one in your spirit by your peace, which makes all things peaceful. Give us a mind to accept and celebrate our differences. Give us a heart big enough to love your children everywhere. We pray, O God, this day for all those that have been named aloud and those that we carry with us in the depth of our being. And we thank you for setting a table with space enough for all of us and all that we bring. And now, O God, we lift our voices in praying together the prayer that Jesus taught his disciples, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. And now I invite the ushers to come forward and receive this morning's tithes and offerings. And we find different ways to be fulfilled. Some of us, this is a good thing. We find ways and outlets, people to connect with, activities to do, ways to give back to our communities. And then there are times when we look for ways to fulfill deep desires and longings that are not as healthy for us, that cause our lives harm. But Jesus, in this invitation that he is giving, he says, I am the bread of life. All who come to me will be filled. And what that is an invitation for us to come and seek out what Jesus was offering to the people. Jesus reminds us of our Creator God's desire to nourish our lives. God's desire to provide for us. God has done this since the very beginning. The world God created for us to be a part of has enough for all of us. And World Communion reminds us that we are not alone, that we live in and are a part of God's world. And part of being called into life with God is to seek connection, to seek fulfillment, to pursue understanding, to strive towards perfection. From God's perspective, we are all one people, all equal and beautiful in God's sight. We are that one body, the people of God. And it's our opportunity to give thanks for all that God has done and is doing for us. We are reminded that the bread of life, life in communion with Christ, it gives us what we need. It gives us sustenance for our journey.
So let us all join in giving thanks to God by sharing in the great thanksgiving. The words in bold are for you to say responsively. The Lord be with you and also with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
God of all nations, you created every person in your image and called us by your Holy Spirit to become one in Christ Jesus through baptism and through faith. In Jesus Christ, you showed us the way to live with unique gifts and particularities, yet in harmony with you and with each other. You, O God, are indeed above all and through all and in all. So today we join with voices throughout the earth and in heaven saying, Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. The one who has come in the name of the Lord is Jesus, the second person of the Trinity, the intersection of humanity and divinity, God incarnate, God with us, our Savior and our Redeemer, the way, the truth, and the life, the bread of life, and the living water. Jesus had a way of finding his way to the hurting, the lonely, the outcast, and the reprobate. And he brought welcome, forgiveness, acceptance, and freedom. He shared meals with people of all kinds. Over and over and over again, we see Jesus change people's lives at the table.
Let us continue. Holy are you, and blessed is your child, Jesus Christ. Jesus lived among us to show us your love, caring enough to feed hungry persons, stopping to touch persons in need of healing, reaching out to those not like himself, a Samaritan woman at the well, lepers from another country, those tortured by demons, a father pleading for his daughter, a woman from Syrophoenicia, Zacchaeus, a tax collector, a rich young ruler, and a humble fisherman. When people gathered to hear his teachings, Jesus took bread, blessed it, and broke it, and gave it to them to eat so that they might be fed. When Jesus ate with his disciples for his final meal on earth, they remembered his blessing on the multitude and listened as he told them, "Take, eat, this is my body given for you." They watched Jesus take the cup, bless it, and say, "Take, drink from this, all of you, for this is my blood of a new covenant, poured out for you and for many, for the whole world, for the forgiveness of sins." Let us join our voices. Christ, by your cross and resurrection, you have set us free. You are Savior to the world. The doors were closed and locked. The disciples, having just lost their companion, their friend, their leader, they were fearful of what might come next. And so they were just kind of hiding out, waiting, grieving, many of them feeling paralyzed, I'm sure. And Jesus came into the house, which initially did not calm them down. They were surprised to see him. But Jesus quickly says to them, "Peace be with you. My peace I give to you." And he breathes on them and says to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit." It's at Pentecost that the power of the Holy Spirit is created, certainly a holy moment, a very world communion moment. People from all different backgrounds and cultures and languages came together and understood one another. And it wasn't about understanding each other's languages and tongues, but more importantly, it was about letting their guards down and having a moment of unity. Holy Spirit-driven unity, where they connected with one another. This image of Christ coming to the disciples and the Holy Spirit at Pentecost is incredibly attractive to me. I do not believe that God created us to be all the same. Our different backgrounds and cultures allows us to see the beauty of who God created us to be. But at Pentecost, what happened was is that they saw each other. And it allowed them to have this connection that unified them in a way that I do believe God intends for us to be unified. The Holy Spirit that is present as we celebrate communion, it dwells with us and in us. The Spirit of God connects us in powerful and mysterious ways. It's why we say it's a mystery. We are connected with God and one another. Have you ever had the thought, man, the Spirit really is at work here? Maybe you've said that out loud to someone. Or maybe you've just had a moment where you're like, wow, there is something going on here. You've just had that feeling, that grace-filled feeling that is present at times. It can often catch us by surprise, like, whoa. God lives and moves and yes, even breathes on us as God did, as Jesus did with those disciples, with us and in the world.
After his death and resurrection, by the power of the Holy Spirit, the disciples told others through this meal that Jesus was the Messiah sent by God for all humankind. Remembering now, we together proclaim the mystery of faith. Pour out your Holy Spirit on the table. Spread this day around this globe. And here spread with breads from around the world. May all who partake, wherever they live, know the reconciling love of Jesus Christ. May your church go forth from communion with you to be one in Christ and one in witness to the world. In your holy name we pray. Amen. And so in just a moment, we'll come to this table together. It's a beautiful table, rich with diversity, flavor, and color, just like us, all over the world. We'll come as individuals, as families, as the body of Christ, to this uniting table that brings us all together. And please know that this table is open to you, to anyone, to everyone all over the world. The invitation is simple, that you come looking for Christ and to be a part of the work of Christ in the world. And so in just a moment, Emily and I will bring bread and juice down to the floor. The ushers will lead you forward and will break off a piece of bread and hand it to you, and you dip it in the cup and in that way receive the body and the blood of Christ for yourself. We also have gluten-free elements available. If that's your need, just indicate that and we'll have those for you. And please know that the altar rail will be open to you for prayer as well. As you come and we all come, communing with Christ and with each other all around the world.
So come from the east, come from the west, come from the north, come from the south. Come. Come with your doubts. Come with your hopes. Come with your inadequacies and with your strengths. Come, for this table is where all are invited and all indeed are welcome. Come and receive.